Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream, you could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil!
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's mightiest heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Trust.
Well, if it isn't the Star Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pocket and sprinkle some pixie dust around. It's time to fly to Neverland with me, your Spider-Pan Jeremy, and I am here to welcome you once again to Neverland. We are going to have some fun because that's kind of the name of the game around here. We're not necessarily a news show. We kind of do our own thing. We're just here to have a good time with some fun audio and actually, yes, some news this week. I have quite a bit of news and some things I want to talk to you about. So we're going to have some fun there, and of course, we're going to take a ride on a Disney ride, spend some time in the Neverland Trailer Park, and of course, sit around that little campfire there for some Neverland story time. And then, just because I thought it would be fun, I figured we could talk over some things. Me and my buddy Phil, we're going to sit and play Marvel Battlegrounds and talk about some interesting things in Marvel, talk a little bit about the game. It's his first time he's gotten to play it. I wanted to get a reaction from somebody who's not as familiar with Disney Infinity. So, you know, we just sat down and played, and I recorded video of what we were playing, the actual video. And that's going to be up on YouTube. Probably I'll post it tomorrow, or maybe I'll go ahead and stick it up right after I get this podcast published. But I have video made, and I'm going to share with you here on the podcast the audio of that, so you can basically just listen to us talking back and forth about it. And I have mixed it, of course, with the video I recorded from the PS4, so you can hear the background sound of the game. But like I said, if you would actually like to see us playing it and hear what we're talking about, then it'll be up on the Neverland Podcast YouTube channel. So make sure you come and check out the YouTube channel. I'm trying to post on there often with Disney Infinity 3.0, I should say, toy box reviews. And of course, I had an unboxing this week because Star Wars The Force Awakens came out on Blu-ray and DVD this week. Have you picked it up yet? I picked it up and of course unboxed it. I went to Target to get their, they had some specific packaging and had a couple of bonus videos. And if you go to the YouTube channel, on that video I will show you what this new packaging is and tell you kind of what I think. Overall, it's really hard to determine if it was worth the extra $5 I had to pay to get the bonus content. I didn't expect to have to pay extra. I thought I was just, because I bought it from them, I would get the bonuses. Like, they're throwing in incentives for you to buy it from them. I thought that's how this was supposed to work. Apparently not. But I went ahead and threw in the extra $5 because I wanted to see what the bonus stuff was. And I will show it to you if you go visit the YouTube channel to see either what you missed, or if you're still deciding where you want to purchase from, you can go and check it out. But as I did say, we do have some news. But before I get into some news, I want to talk to you about something. I keep forgetting to mention this on the show, but I have posted it on our Twitter feed and our Facebook page and our Facebook group. I've been working on a project, and I plan to release this around May 4th, you know, around the week, because that was Star Wars Day, because May the 4th be with you. What I want from y'all, and you can leave it by voicemail, you can send emails, there's a contact page at neverlandpodcast.com. I want to know, how did you play at Star Wars? Did you do anything different with your action figures? Do you have some rare figures from the old Kenner line or anything like that? Did you do anything weird? Did you not have any toys, but you used your imagination and you yourself were playing the roles of Star Wars characters? Did you play board games? Did you play video games? I want to know all about it in short segments. Don't put any background music behind it. If you have all the equipment you would like to record and send that to me, that's wonderful as well. Just don't put any background music to it, because I will have background music ready to play. I don't want to spoil exactly what I'm going to add this to, but I have some very cool audio from a type of a Star Wars game that I have that I'm going to be mixing together and putting together a very fun show. It's going to be a lot of work for me, I know, trying to edit and put everything together. I already have a little bit of audio from some other podcasters, like a Disney Indiana. They've sent me some information and some stuff. But I would like to hear from you guys, from listeners, from other podcasts. I'm going to just put together this ultimate fan show, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. But this really works best is if I get to hear from you guys out there. So visit our contact page. So, with that out of the way, I have a very exciting announcement, by the way, which I announced while I was playing Marvel Battlegrounds with Philip. So I want you to definitely stay tuned, because we're having a full-on meetup here in May. You're going to have to come to Kansas City, but it'll be worth it. You might even have an opportunity to meet Stan Lee. Not necessarily at my meetup, but at the event that I'm at. We'll just put it like that. There's going to be a lot of celebrities here in Kansas City for Planet Comic-Con. Oh, I'm spilling the beans already, but yes, there is something, a meetup at Planet Comic-Con, something very special that I'm going to get a chance to do, that I'm going to be having to work very hard on to make it as awesome as possible. But I am excited. I'm ready to meet a bunch of you. If you get the chance to come to Kansas City, you got a wonderful excuse to come down. It's a great town. You should come. It'll be great. Also, I want to let you all know, Behind the Magic, you know, they helped us out last week with our show. On Fridays, they play games together, and they stream it on Twitch. And so I played with them on Friday. There is this website. It's MC Magic, and I believe it was a .net. But it's basically Minecraft, and inside Minecraft, somebody has built Walt Disney World. I think a team of people must have done it. And so basically me, I just started playing with Minecraft because of this. I actually have never sat on it, so I don't know how to create my character right now. I'm running around as a generic female. But if you go to on Twitch and you search all one word, Behind the Magic, you can see video of me running around with them around a virtual theme park. And definitely go and check this out for yourselves on Minecraft. Go and you can log into their servers. They'll show you how to do it on the website. And it's really neat. It's like a virtual Magic Kingdom, and the Hollywood Studios are there, and the Animal Kingdom is there, and Epcot is there, and they do these shows. They, you know, the fireworks shows, they'll do like one a night. And so we went and we watched Wishes and rode a bunch of rides. But I figure you could probably, you know, at least join in on Twitch and watch, and maybe you can jump in and find us. It was me, of course, Zeke and Rachel, and a few other people. There was Jerry from Mouse Rants that was there. I got to talk to, but had a lot of fun. And you can still, like I said, find this video up on Twitch. And I will apologize. I was drinking some Pepsi and eating Chinese food, and it kind of did affect my stomach. And so, you know, yeah, you'll see what happened. Okay, but enough of my blathering, because I don't blather. I just talk. But it's time to get on to some Disney news. How about that?
It's
spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
First, from news from Universal, on April the 7th, they launched it. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter has opened in Universal Hollywood. Now, this also follows a ticket price raise of about, to around $120. But it still sold out on that opening day. Everybody came out. They had, of course, a big launch event. Looks to me, when I've seen some bits of video, that John Williams did come out just like he did in Orlando and conducted the orchestra. They did a big fireworks show over Hogwarts Castle, did some projections on the castle. And the whole experience is still, it's only two rides. But, of course, the main experience is, of course, being in Hogsmeade and shopping the stores, buying wand, buying butterbeer, different kind of items. So this is a cash cow, because you're spending a lot of money to go into the park. And the majority, if you're wanting to hang out in the Harry Potter area, is places to spend more money. So, it's a big way to basically them making a whole lot of profit. So, of course, they built another one here. And, of course, you're going to spend your money out because you love Harry Potter, so you will pay $120 just to go and look at this. But this is the last phase in a lot of renovations they have made over there, a lot of changes. Now, I did actually see some video, and I don't know if this is from the Hollywood Park or the Orlando Park, but I guess they even refurbished a Jurassic Park ride, and I just stumbled upon some video on YouTube today of a new ride-through. They've added some new effects and some new dinosaurs, and it's very cool. But like I said, I don't know if this was part of the Hollywood or part of the Orlando. It didn't say in the video, but all the refurbishments going on with the Hollywood and adding in the Harry Potter, I kind of wonder if it was over there. I don't know. But go check out the video. It was Inside Universal was the channel. I guess they have an entire website. So if you're a fan of the Universal Parks, go and check out over there. But we're not a Universal podcast. We're a Disney podcast. So
this is Gary Ganu, and the No Ganu's is Good Ganu's Show. The only TV Ganu's program guaranteed to contain no Ganu's whatsoever.
Neverland news from the Disney parks.
I went and I found this here at attractionsmagazine.com. There's going to be some new options for your Fast Pass Plus in Walt Disney World. Let me just read this directly from attractionsmagazine.com. It says, first, Walt Disney World guests will now be able to individually select specific time windows for each of their three attractions at the time they book their Fast Pass Plus reservations. Say that three times fast. Previously, guests could select from one of several best match time options presented by My Disney Experience and would have to edit their selections after booking in hopes of getting the precise times they preferred. Second, guests will now have the option to book only one or two FastPass Plus attractions instead of being forced to select three and cancel or waste any unwanted reservations. Finally, and most importantly, Walt Disney World guests will now be able to book an additional FastPass Plus after using the first three via the My Disney Experience app or website on their smartphone instead of having to wait in line for an in-park FastPass kiosk. Kiosk will still be available for guests to book their fourth or fifth or sixth FastPass Plus if they wish. But the ability to make additional reservations after the first set have been used has been one of My Disney Experience's most requested features. That, to me, is the only part that I understand would be really good. The rest of this, I've never done this, so if this sounds good and you think this is a good change, let me know. I've never used it, but that last bit there where, you don't have to wait in line and you can actually get on the app and try to book yourself a fast pass would be great. I kind of liked how it was before, where you could go and just, visit the ride, see how it is, and then, pull a fast pass, because the way I kind of like to do any sort of theme park is I like to start in one area and just circle the park and hit everything, and if it's crowded, maybe I can grab a fast pass and just come back to it, and then I'll just keep going on my way. But I know a lot of people who are frequent visitors, they'll just say, oh, I want to go ride this, now I want to go ride this, now I want to go ride this, and you'll dive and go all over the park, or maybe you know when the best times to hit certain rides would be, and you'll go all these different directions. I tell you what, that will wear the average theme park goer out, because we're chasing you all over the place. I've heard stories from my friends when they go with family members that are frequent attenders, they feel like they're being drugged all over the park, and I was like, can't we just go and ride this, because it's there. We're here now. Can we just go ahead? So it depends upon your view of how you like to visit the park. But I definitely like the enhancements of being able to go ahead and book your extra stuff. I don't fully understand the being forced to select three and then cancel their waste any unwanted reservations. So I guess it'd be like reserving an extra thing and then, oh, well, you know, I booked something, but I don't really want it. So, yeah, I guess that has happened. Now, there is also, this is directly from the Walt Disney World News website, WDW News. I found some information about some new things going to be happening over the summer. And this is for each one of the parks. Now, Disney's Animal Kingdom, we've got Rivers of Light, and that's an immersive nighttime extravaganza blending performers, floating lanterns, special effects, and stunning theatrical imagery projected upon giant water screens, and that's going to premiere in a new Discovery River Waterside Theater. Now, I guess they have kind of previewed a little bit, and they've done a bit of test stuff I completely missed. I think they had some video where they were showing this, and this is similar to World of Color, only it's over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And, of course, it's becoming more of a nighttime park as well, so you could make it a complete full day now over there if you would like. So I mean, this is definitely a good move, and I'm very interested to see this at some point. The next thing listed for Animal Kingdom, the park's iconic Tree of Life will awaken each night amid a lively celebration of Discovery Island music and dance. Through the stunning visuals, animal spirits appear and enchanted fireflies reveal stories of wonders as the tree morphs to showcase the magic of nature. Hopefully, they're not going to get rid of the bug. Bugs, it's tough to be a bug. That's what it's called. It's tough to be a bug. I haven't heard anything about that closing, but it seems like they're making a lot of changes to that tree. But I guess it's mainly around the outside, so I don't expect the It's Tough to Be a Bug to be going anywhere, because I really enjoyed it. But anyways, next thing on our list is Kilimanjaro Safaris transitions to a new nighttime adventure. Now, I've already heard about this and I'm excited, but it says each evening, the popular Kilimanjaro Safaris daytime experience will be artfully bathed in the look of sunset with special lighting, allowing guests to explore and enjoy this abstraction well into the night. So I thought it was going to be maybe focused more on nocturnal animals. They could bring some in the evening, the ones that it like to be active at that time, because, you know, it's not nice to keep animals up past their bedtime. But I don't see anything saying like that. But it sounds like they're going to try to make everything look like sunset on into the night. But please don't disturb the animals. I'm sure that they're doing okay with the animals. I don't think they're causing any trouble. But, you know, that makes me wonder, because I thought it was going to be a switch over to nocturnal animals. But perhaps it is, and... But, you know, because they'll be rising at sunset, you know, and so maybe they're just giving enough lighting to where you can at least see, and that way the light isn't obstructive. I'm really not sure, you know, how this is necessarily working, but I'm sure we will hear soon as people start to visit. And then for the first time, hyenas and African wild dogs join the Safari Trail creature feature. Well, I suppose that is some night creatures then, because I've mainly seen hyenas running around at night when you watch them on the... I guess I just answered the question on when you watch the Discovery Channel. But let's look at the next items here. Hungry adventurers can have lunch or dinner at the new Tiffin's... Is that, am I saying that right? Looks Tiffin's signature restaurant, opening later this summer on Discovery Island. Guests seated in the restaurant's travel-themed dining rooms or on the waterfront patio can sip libations and savor dishes featuring African, Asian, and South American flavors. So if you've got an interested palate and want to try something new, that sounds pretty cool. Also says across the park, guests can experience longtime favorites such as Expedition Everest, Dinosaur, and the Kali River Rapids with more time to enjoy them into the night. Well, that was very obvious, wasn't it? But it's still very exciting. How would you like to have Disco Yeti in the middle of the night? Woohoo! I really wish they'd fix that. But anyway, Epcot. What's happening new at Epcot over there? Of course, Anna, Elsa, and other beloved characters from the blockbuster film Frozen will give the summer season a warm hug at Epcot and several other Disney parks. Meanwhile, Turtle Talk with Crush makes fun waves and Soarin' takes guests to new heights. Now let's get into the details that it has here. Step into the kingdom of Arendelle with Anna, Elsa, and their co-stars as they welcome guests aboard the new Frozen Ever After boat ride at the Norway Pavilion. Of course, we knew about this. Featuring the most advanced audio animatronics to date, passengers will celebrate a summer snow day, visit the Ice Palace, and hear beloved film tunes, plus new lyrics by Oscar-winning Let It Go songwriters Bobby Lopez and Kristen Anderson. So looky there, a new song. I wonder if that's something for the new Frozen musical, you know, with Nemo having a new song in his ride, and then the Nemo musical had that same song. Just a guess there, but I have a feeling that's where that song's going to be if you wanted to hear it performed live, will be at that Frozen musical over in Disneyland. Also in the Norway Pavilion, Anna and Elsa will greet guests in the new Royal Summerhus. I guess it's Summer House, but it's in Arendellian or Norwegian. And it's modeled after a traditional Norwegian cabin. So those of you who are more of an Epcot purist who really, you know, This is not the character meet and greet you expect at Epcot, I suppose. I mean, yes, we want to have some characters around Epcot, but this is a princess meet and greet that feels like it should be in the Magic Kingdom. So should, the rides feel like it should be in Magic Kingdom, but maybe they'll make it work. So Frozen fans, I'm sure, will be delighted just to have some Frozen content anywhere, but it still seems weird to me to be over in Epcot with that. But anyways, I digress. Moving on. In Future World, guests will celebrate the U.S. debut of the new Soarin' Around the World attraction at the Land Pavilion this summer. Now with a third Epcot theater, plus new digital screens and projection systems, the expanded attraction takes guests on an exhilarating flight above spectacularly global landscapes, and man-made wonders. Sounds very exciting. I actually never got to ride the original Soarin'. Except for I did it virtually here on Friday, as I was saying with the Behind the Magic podcast people. As I met them, we went over into Soarin', and somebody did a really great job of recreating a Soarin' ride in there with Minecraft. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I had not known it was part of the Land Pavilion, though, because when I was there in Epcot, we had very sore feet, and we never actually got in there. And so I missed out. But anyways, moving on, guests will also find new additions at Turtle Talk with Crush beginning in early May with characters from Disney Pixar's Finding Dory. When Crush the Sea Turtle swims up to the human tank at Epcot, he'll be joined by Dory and some of her new friends that guests will get to know when Finding Dory swims into theaters June 17th, 2016. Well, that's cool, and you know that's not unexpected. We would figure, of course, they would add some new characters in there because you know everybody likes new characters as long as they're good characters. And since it is, you know, Nemo and Dory themed type of area, it just makes sense that they would do that in promotion of the new movie. And I'm sure it'll add some additional enjoyment and give a reason for anyone who's, you know, seen this show a bazillion times or whatever. It gives you something new to come and see. And who knows, maybe it's as a whole new experience. Hopefully somebody will let us know. Maybe somebody will record some audio and send it to us so we can share it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Magic Kingdom. For the first time, modern Disney characters Tiana from The Princess and the Frog and Rapunzel of Tangled co-star with Anna and Elsa of Frozen and a host of classic characters in the new Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair. Performed on the grandest stage in the kingdom, the star-studded tale of friendship presents Mickey Mouse and his troupe of merrymakers, Minnie Mouse, Donald, Daisy, and Goofy, who invite 10 new friends from different animated worlds to join the celebration. This timeless fairy tale of a show combines grand dance, fireworks, and stunts with memorable music, an original song, and special effects. Now, we have heard something about this before. I think I have mentioned it on the show before, but it's nice to get a little bit more details. Next door to the legendary Jungle Cruise, guests can enjoy the bold flavors of the world-famous jungle cuisine served by wisecracking crew of the new Jungle Navigation Company, Skipper Canteen. It's the first Disney full-service restaurant themed after a specific park attraction. Now, I've been hearing about this for a while, and I thought it was already open, so I'm not sure why they're listing it as a new summer experience. This apparently report did come out in March, so maybe that's why we've already heard some of this before. But I thought it was kind of cool because it's coming up in the summer, and we're coming up in summertime. But we'll just keep on going. So over in the Disney Springs and water parks, there's a long list of different things happening. But there's a new high-profile tenants that are coming on board at Disney Springs, including Anthropology, Under Armour, Kate Spade, Sephora, and Lucky Brand, among others. Other new shops opening in 2016 include Zara, Tommy Bahama, Lilly Pulitzer, Uniqlo, Pandora, UGG. It's UGG, folks. Loctin and Provence and Ed Byner. I can't pronounce all these. But basically, I'm going to just condense this into there's a heck of a lot of new shops and dining options coming to Disney Springs. But here we go. At Cirque du Soleil's La Nuba, the new B-Boys hip-hop breakdancing threesome showcase, a rare mix of rhythm, strength, and how-did-they-do-that moves. As part of the show's ongoing evolution, the masterful aerial bamboo act joins recent editions of Madcap Clowns and breathtaking Rala Bala juggling act. Alrighty, and also at Blizzard Beach, Olaf from Disney's animated hit Frozen will be living in his summer dream home as he and Kristoff host the Frozen Games at Blizzard Beach of friendly fun competitions. Typhoon Lagoon castaways can splash down on a sandy summer beach with a cold ale and savory snack after a wild slide on Crush and Gusher water coaster. So there's even some new stuff going on with the water parks and, of course, Frozen. It just seems to belong at Blizzard Beach, so that doesn't really surprise me.
Mama! Now the gator got in the house?
No, the gator. Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him all. Oh. Get that gator. Ah. Ew. Ah.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of imperial documents. Possession of stolen property. Aggravated assault. Resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel.
We have a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know what it is and how to destroy it.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
What will you do when they catch you? What will you do if they break you? If you continue to fight, what will you become?
So first up in the trailer park, and I'm here with Phil. Hey there, Phil.
Howdy, howdy.
Well, I just showed him the new trailer because, goodness, everybody's talking about this. Star Wars Rogue One.
Woo-hoo!
Finally, we get to have a look at it.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm loving some of the things we see because we clearly see that is Yavin base.
Absolutely. The outfits are just perfectly fine.
Yes. Yeah, so we recognize the interior of the base. We recognize the hangar. Yavin base.
We recognize Forrest Whitaker.
Yes, gotta love Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, and you can always tell him from that eye. You know?
Oh yeah.
If he didn't look like Forrest Whitaker, he'd have that eye.
Yeah,
you gotta love Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, he's great.
Such a great actor, and I love that the actress that they cast to play Mon Mothma and Revenge of the Sith that she got cut out.
Yes.
They brought her back in because she's a dead ringer for Mon Mothma.
She is. She's perfect.
I'm happy to see Mon Mothma in there. And I'm liking the new...
It isn't Mon Mothma, Mothman's mother. No.
Boom. But also, liking the new character sounds interesting. I like the idea that they read off these lists of charges she has, which would all be charges against the Empire, which to me, you hear that, you're like, you're perfect. Welcome to the rebellion.
She's almost like just in that one little preview, kind of reminds me of almost a female Han Solo.
A bit, yeah.
You know, when he was supposed to be young and all that, that's great.
But they give her an infiltration mission, it sounds like, and she gets to recruit in any team that she wants or something from the look of things, because she's got quite a mix. Like, the one guy who's like a samurai-looking dude, it's like taking out stormtroopers with like a big
stick. I love it. It's almost like if you take, Guardians of the Galaxy...
Yeah.
With Star Wars, this is kind of what you get, you know?
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff, but there's something fun to me about... the Rogue, which is perfectly named, Rogue One, but these kind of renegade guys. I always think of Misfits. You know? You don't have the eye on the Misfit toys, you have the plan of Misfit Star Wars folk.
Yeah, and it does remind me of Star Wars Rebels, where you have this red-tan little band that's it's like, well, all right, we're working for the Rebellion, but we're kind of on our own, and we're going to do these weird side missions to fight against the Empire. It's like this little group or whatever that gets assembled to go and steal the plans for the Death Star.
Well, this is why I love Firefly. Firefly is pretty much that. Joss Whedon, great writer, incidentally, and DC, you idiots, you should have kept him when he wrote the Wonder Woman movie. Anyway, that being said, Joss Whedon wrote the great, you know, show, Firefly, which later on become Serenity, the movie Serenity. This stuff, it's this kind of a thing. It's misunderstood folks.
And thank you for letting him work on the Avengers.
Absolutely.
He did a great job. I still even like the second one. The second one, too many people try to say bad things. Like, oh, it wasn't as good as the first. That's true, but it was still a good movie.
It was. The only, if I had a complaint, would be if they'd only brought out Ant-Man first so that...
He could be part of it.
Well, that because Ultron is based off of that character.
Yeah, Hank Pym.
Hank Pym, right. It's supposed to be Hank Pym in robot form, if you will.
Yeah.
And so, I know it's a little thing, but... Don't get me wrong, I love Robert Downey Jr. I love Tony Stark, but sometimes I get a little sick of the praising of the guy whenever whenever he's being a complete jerk, like, oh, well, because he's Iron Man, he should be. And like, yeah, I get it, but
that's still doing a jerky thing.
We're chasing a rabbit down the wrong rabbit hole.
Oh, that's okay. Duck season. Rabbit season.
Exactly. So Rogue One. There, of course, is going to be the odd complaint and the odd curiosity. And I saw there was an article somebody posted to Facebook. It's like, is this the feminization of Star Wars? Because we have another Star Wars movie with a major, you know, female lead character. Frankly, I don't care. As long as you create good characters and have a good story, I'm going to have a good time. I just want to make sure that they don't do it just for the sake of doing it and end up maybe limiting who they can cast a little bit because they're trying so hard to be diverse. Just let it come natural because The Force Awakens, they picked the perfect people to play those characters.
Yes, they did.
They had three great characters, and have you watched the special features on on there? So you got to see how Poe Dameron was actually supposed to die in the crash.
Yeah, but he was so good.
He was. I'm so glad because I love Poe. Is like one of my favorite characters now.
Yeah,
me too. He's just got this nobility about him.
He's like a combination of Han and Luke.
Yeah, he's got this very heroic type of personality, and I'm like, I love this guy. Please,
he could have his own movie, really.
Yes, well, he's got his own comic now. Good. Series. I need to make sure I pick up the first issue. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
So I'd love to read it, because he was a great character. We only have a little bits, because he's almost maybe a little boy scoutish.
But I
like that. He just seems like the perfect guy who's going to be the hero of the Resistance. And I love what they have with the pilot and with Finn going, that's one heck of a pilot, you know, because, yes, you get to see him doing all this cool stuff. You're like, go, Poe!
Yeah, that's cool.
So I love all the new characters, and I'm glad to see them.
Not to be confused with Poe from, Kung Fu Panda.
Right, different Poe. So, but that just goes to show, and they're like, oh, look, we finally got an African-American and a Mexican-looking guy, and like, well, that's all fine and good, but
I don't care
about that. They're just great characters. You got great actors to play great characters, and keep doing that. I don't care what color they are.
That's what I loved about Rey, was I never stopped saying, oh, isn't this great for women or anything. I thought she was an awesome
She was a great character.
I really liked her. Behind her all the way.
So as long as you give us great characters, I don't care if they're a man or a woman or what color they are. I just love great characters.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you get the right people to play it, I'm going to be just happy.
That's right.
That's probably the most favorite casting for The Force Awakens was John Boyega, just because he's such a fan and he was so excited about it that you can relate to him as an actor because you're like, I feel the same way you do, and I'm so happy for you to be in this movie. You know, he's just such a cool guy. So that's why I loved Finn so much, because Finn was a great character.
I like the name even. It's very Star Wars sounding.
Yeah. Finn. But yeah, so like I said, Rogue One. As long as you bring us great characters, I don't care. You know, I'm just excited. I do kind of miss Kyle Katarn, for those of you who played the Dark Forces games and you got to go and steal the plans yourself. Sorry, not canon. I do miss Kyle Katarn, but that's okay. You know what? I'm excited for this movie. That's going
to
be great.
In truth, that you have to change some things because there were so many games and so many comic books and so many things.
So many books, and occasionally they contradict.
Yeah, and which is understandable.
And they let somebody kill Chewbacca, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't stick with that.
Yeah, it's like, well, they killed Han Solo instead.
Yeah, well, hey, but at least it was Harrison Ford and all that, too. So
yeah.
And it kind of makes sense. His role is pretty much done. He provided us a villain.
Yeah, thanks. The spawn of his loins is the most evil guy in the galaxy right now. Well, I guess Snoke might be more evil, but...
Yeah, Snoke.
And hats off to Adam Driver for actually, you know, granted, he's not as scary as, like, Darth Vader, but he was an interesting character.
Yeah, I think he did a great job.
I look forward to him to be being even more evil because now he's no longer being torn apart. Now he's just nasty. He's now, you know, Rex.
That's right.
You know, you've killed your father.
That's right.
All right, so, but yes, Rogue One, if you haven't gotten to see that trailer, well, now you've gotten to hear it and you hear us talk about it. Go check it out on YouTube. Watch it 15 times and more because you know you want to.
Oh, yes.
This is your Neverland story time. You can listen along with your MP3 device. You will know it is time to listen when you hear the chime like this. Let's begin now.
It is a warm summer night on a hilltop far from the bright lights of the city. A group of beginner students in astronomy gazes up at the northern stars. Their instructor is speaking.
The easiest way to identify the constellations is to start with Ursa Major, the Big Dipper.
There it is. It's beautiful.
Boy, am I thirsty. Could you pour me a Coke out of that dipper?
Very funny, Jimmy.
And over there, opposite the Big Dipper, lies Cassiopeia, queen of the heavens.
Looks like the letter W.
Right. Now look carefully. Halfway between the Big Dipper and Cassiopeia lies Polaris, guiding star of our planet Earth.
Hey, this is a drag. Come on, Sue. Let's split and go over there by ourselves.
Gee, I don't know.
Nobody will even notice we're gone.
Well, okay, but just for a little while.
And there, winding a huge coil around Polaris like a serpent getting ready to strike, lies Draco the dragon.
Wow! Really looks like a dragon. And hey, look at all those shooting stars. Almost like the dragon is breathing fire right down at us.
That's just a meteor shower. But it is unusually bright.
I'd swear they landed right there on the other side of the hill.
What an imagination she's got. Hey, isn't this better than being with them?
Well, Jimmy, look!
Huh? Good Lord, get down, Sue. Don't move.
Those creatures!
They have almost human bodies.
And dragon heads.
They're heading right toward the others.
And look at that one, bigger than the rest. He looks like... he is a dragon, breathing smoke and fire.
But he walks like a man.
I think he sees us.
Earth people, hear me and hear me well. I, Draco, king of the dragonmen, master of the heavens, from this moment on, shall rule over planet Earth. Your fate is sealed.
The next morning down at the Daily Bugle, publisher J. Jonah Jameson is furious.
Listen to this! Mysterious disappearance of young group of students terrifies country, baffles police. That's from the Clarion. And this? Reports of strange lights, UFOs, and weird creatures from space have aroused fear and panic in the countryside. That's from the Ledger. And what have we got? Not a word. Not a picture.
Mr. Jameson, these reports just came in. You better look at them.
Invasion by creatures from space confirmed. New York City may be their next objective. Eyewitnesses describe space creatures as dragon men. Parker!
Yes, sir?
Parker, this is the biggest thing of the century. You get out there and get me some pictures fast, or you're through. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Whew, is he mad?
And as for the rest of you so-called reporters...
Dragon men. Oh, boy, I never did go for all that space creature jiving. Uh-oh, my spider sense is tingling.
Hi, Peter. Where are you going in such a hurry?
Hi, Mary Jane. Oh, Jameson sent me on a wild goose chase. He's really freaking out.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, come on. Only, you're gonna have to move fast. Something strange going down. Everywhere I walk, it's like danger walking along with me. Especially when I pass a manhole or a sewer.
Peter Parker, are you talking to yourself again?
Huh? Sorry, MJ. Look, this thing's bugging me. I'll call you soon, okay?
Well, if that's the way you feel.
Hated to do that, but I gotta get back to my pad, switch into my Spider-Man outfit. Old Webhead, gotta take a closer look at the sidewalks of New York. And I don't mean the song of the same title.
Late that afternoon, in one of the myriad of subterranean passages beneath the streets of the city...
Yuck! Boy, I can think of 100 places I'd rather be than down here in the sewer system of New York. But from the minute I got here, my spider sense has been jumping like a yo-yo. Every passage I've been in has been sending out danger signals. And yet I haven't seen... Hey, wait a minute. Light up ahead. Gotta move in closer. Whew. Look at that! A huge control room of some kind. That wasn't here before. And who or what is running those machines? Jump in, Jupiter! It's the Dragon Men! And up on that platform, that's got to be the leader. He's a dragon! An honest-to-goodness, fire-eating, smoke-breathing dragon! Standing up like a 10-foot man and...
Welcome, Spider-Man! Come in!
Holy cow! He even talks like a man! And how does he know me? I gotta play this cool. At your service, Mr.
We can dispense with pretense, Spider-Man.
Not a bad rhyme for a dragon.
Draco, king of the dragon men, has not descended from the heavens to bandy words with mere earthlings.
Then why has Draco come?
Since you are about to die, I'll tell you why. By midnight tonight, your time, the mighty Draco will be master of planet Earth.
From what I see right here, it looks like he could do it, too. Gotta stall for time. Learn his plan. Sounds like a tall order, even for a bragging dragon.
Your insolence is beneath my notice, Spider-Man. But the minute I activate this miniature model of my hydromagnetic energy deactivator...
Miniature? It must be 20 feet long by 10 feet high.
Precisely. this miniature HMD will instantaneously paralyze every energy source in this city.
Every energy source? You mean people too?
Obviously. Every living thing in its minuscule way is an energy source and will be deactivated, paralyzed, as you might say.
Then what? New York is only one small part of the world.
When word of this event is heard all around your so-called world, I shall issue an ultimatum which will bring it to its knees, subject to the rule of Draco.
Gotta stop him and his machine somehow.
But first I shall dispose of the one Earthling who might get in my way. You, Spider-Man. When Draco next speaks, you shall die!
Wow, that was close. He's a walking flamethrower. Shot that flame out of his mouth 30 feet away.
Ha ha ha! You missed, old buddy. You want to try again?
Gotta lure him away from that machine long enough to get a shot at it.
Come on, I'm waiting for you. Or is the mighty Draco afraid to get off his pedestal?
Draco fears nothing or no one, least of all you, Spider-Man.
Ah, he's off the platform, coming toward me. Just a little more, baby, that's it.
Die, Spider-Man!
Missed again, chum.
Now's my chance to get some of Spidey's patented heavy-duty, icky, sticky web fluid all over the controls of that machine, like this!
Got it! I've deactivated the deactivator. What does that do to your flaky plan, Drakey baby?
Dragonman! Seize him! Destroy him!
Uh-oh. I wondered how long before they got into the act. There's too many of them. Gotta get out of here fast.
Don't let him get away! Take him! Stop him!
I'm positive one of these tunnels leads to the control room of the city's water supply.
Wow! There it is!
Man, those old spider instincts really come in handy down here. Now, to divert the water flow just long enough to flood the underground passages. Uh-oh, here come a few of Draco's pretty boys. A couple of well-aimed shots by the web-slinger. And they're out of action. Now to turn on the flood. And get out of here!
It is now 10 o'clock that night.
Nice to be on the streets of New York instead of under them.
At the latest here, special night edition, Dragon Men destroyed an underground flood. Now revealed to have been robots, not humanoids. Dragon Men destroyed. Get the latest here.
Robots? From outer space? Gotta get me up high where the air is fresh and I can clear my head and do some thinking. A little web slinging and up, up and away I go! Hey, you know, this old Empire State Building is still pretty high. And how clear the stars look from up here. There's the Big Dipper, and Cassiopeia, and Polaris. And, well, what do you know? Draco the Dragon, still up there. Then the leader of the Dragon Men wasn't an invader from space.
Correction, Spider-Man. Isn't an invader from space.
You, Draco, or whatever your name is, so you managed to escape.
Though you destroyed my army, you can never destroy Draco.
Come off it, Drakey, old chum. Tell me, who are you really, and why the masquerade?
This is no masquerade, I assure you. I am Demosthenes Q. Drake.
Demosthenes Drake? Winner of the Nobel Prize in biology?
At your service.
But he was reported lost during an expedition down the Amazon years ago.
Simply a cover story for my greatest experiment.
Don't tell me you allowed yourself to be bitten by a radioactive dragon like I was bitten by a spider.
You, my friend, are nothing but a freak. A mutation by accident. Draco is the triumphant result of the deliberate introduction of the genes of a giant species of iguana into the bloodstream of a human.
Transforming gentle little Demosthenes Drake into a huge fire-eating dragon that walks like a man?
And now, once and for all, we shall test Darwin's law of the survival of the fittest.
Pretty sneaky, Draco. But you missed again. Your aim hasn't improved, and neither is your breath. You ought to try Fresh, the mouthwash for droopy dragons.
Your infantile wit will not save you, Spider-Man. Now, for the first time, you will feel the full power of the King of Dragons!
Wow!
He shot flames from both hands and his mouth! Didn't expect that. Uh-oh. Poisonous fumes got me. Nearly paralyzed.
I can hardly move. I've got you. And now I'm going to enjoy tearing you limb from limb.
He's coming at me full speed. If he hits me, I'm a goner.
Now, die, Spider-Man.
Gotta move. Now.
He went over the edge. Hit that roof 20 floors below.
Gotta get down and look at him close up. My head's clearing now. Fumes wearing off. Well, I'll be. There's nothing left, not a thing. Wait a minute, what's that? I don't believe it. An iguana. A tiny iguana crawling away. Just disappeared down that hole in the wall. What an inglorious end to the career of the great Demosthenes Drake. But what a great day for the world.
Baby!
Yeah. Yeah. Let's try that one more time. I say, shall we put that legend to the test?
Yeah!
Very well. And tell me, who amongst you thinks yourself worthy enough to wield your name?
Me!
What's your name? I'd like you to stand right here. Put your hand in the face and pull straight up. Well, shall we give young Sebastian some encouragement? All right, my friend. Straight up. All your mind. My name is Durant. No. But don't strain yourself. Perhaps we should try this one together. One, two. About your people. Am I? Well, all right then, for your efforts. Shall we make this moment to memory, yes?
Yeah! All right, ladies and gentlemen, everybody is going to get a chance to meet her. It's just going to sort of matter. Yeah. Yeah.
Pleasure's all mine.
Where's the honorable monkey?
If I knew, my job would be a lot simpler, trust me. You all ask about it.
We all do. Very yeah. Good.
It almost seems there's more fans of him than there is of me.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
In a brotherly way.
I would assume so. Want to help me out?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Enjoy Disney World.
Will do, thank
I'm
you.
I'm good to go as often as you might think.
Have a good day, man.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so just for some fun, I thought it'd be fun if we conversed while we were playing Battlegrounds. Now, don't try to select a character yet, because one of the flaws with Battlegrounds, that's not a big major flaw, but every time you start it, you have to log all your characters in so you can select them.
All right.
But that's how you get to play with four players, is that you have to run everybody through. And we're going to try some new characters. I've picked up a Falcon. And I've picked up Black Suit Spider-Man. But there's going to be two Captain Americas also available, because as you see, I have Captain America the First Avenger.
Cool. Awesome.
Which, he is a very awesome character the way they've done it. So there's Hulk Unlocked.
Hulk Unlocked. Hulk Unlocked, get fat. Hulk get unlocked. Hulk drink Coke.
And then there's Captain America, Fourth Avenger, in the sense that he came in issue 4. Or 6, or whatever it was. Iron Man.
I really wish they'd expand this idea, and maybe let the Incredibles in here. Maybe some Star Wars characters.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be awesome. Did I unlock 4 already? Yes. I should really set these in certain areas so I know I've unlocked them all.
There's Falcon.
There's Falcon unlocked. Okay, now let me look around and see if there's any characters I know that I have. Oh, Nova. Where's Nova? There he is.
So are there characters you don't have yet?
Yes, lots of Marvel characters that were 2.0s that I didn't have. Plus, they released some new 3.0s.
Well, I will keep my eyes open for it.
Black Widow. Where are you, Black Widow?
Do you have Hawkeye?
No, I don't have Hawkeye yet.
Do you have Vision?
Nope, he's a new one. He's a 3.0. I need to get him.
Well, I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, that's pretty much what people can get me for Christmas and birthdays and stuff, is buy me Marvel characters or Disney Infinity characters or something. Okay, I think I have now unlocked everybody that I have as a playable. Now, I think you need to hit an X button to join the match.
Alright.
So this will be Philip's first time playing.
Yes.
So I'm going to try out Black Suit Spidey.
Hiya, pal.
Do I hit X again?
Well, you're going to bring your little thing down to a character. With your stick. There you go.
Okay. Let's see.
Oh, you've accidentally boosted yourself to 120 health, too.
Whoops. I didn't mean to.
I think it's a shoulder button.
All right.
Yeah. Well, L1 and R1, I think you could actually change his outfits. You are actually still boosted, but that's okay. And I will let the computer go randomly, because the computer will play as characters that I actually don't have unlocked sometimes when you go randomly.
Iron Fist, cool.
So, alrighty, and then we hit the start button to go to the arena. Now, there's a way that we're supposed to be able to be on the same team. How did that work before? Oh, apparently the Ghost Rider piece doesn't do anything. We've got some new power discs we're playing with. I've put the Ant-Man on that I've had, but we've got the Dark Hawk and these
Yay,
other pieces now.
Dark Hawk's my buddy. I wish they'd make a movie of him.
I guess I can't use the Ghost Rider piece in here. I thought maybe it would do something, but it doesn't look like it does.
I wish they'd make a Netflix show about Dark Hawk. That'd be awesome. be a lot of special effects, though.
Maybe it's in the character select. Hang on, I'm going to go back one.
All right.
Change team. There we go. Oh, okay. Alright, so they're going to be a team. Okay, so they're a team. Now I need to go back. Hit your triangle button. See if it, hit it again and see if you can become blue. Hit it again. There you go. Now you're blue.
Now I'm blue.
Okay, so now you and I are on a team. Now, your attack button will be the triangle. Your jump button will be the X button. Gosh, I should have taken you through training.
Oh, it's all right, man.
You can
it out.
Throw your items down here. All if you right. can, you can charge up to throw your shield. I'm going to choose a random area. This is Philip's first time getting to play this. Oh, you need to come down and vote for an area, or just random. Choose a random. Or it already selected because I picked it. And
you well, that's okay.
It. But as you can see, I can go up to 6 power discs. But I there's at least 2 Marvel discs that I'm missing. At least, probably more.
I like
but you load
style.
Those all up on the platform there.
It's cartoony, and yet it's still the characters. I like that.
Yeah, Disney Infinity has its own style.
That's great, because cool. I like to do a lot of weird drawings like this myself. I got my own style, which I am getting ready to make Marvel characters in that style, to be fun. I've done DC a couple years back, so now it's time
the
to...
The towering embodiment of evil.
All right, and I'm going to keep an eye on about 15 minutes so I can save some video and share some video on YouTube of us playing this.
I love it. Black Suit Spider-Man.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
This fight ends here.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're fighting against Iron Fist.
I love him.
Oh, that's going to make it confusing. There's a Black Suit Spider-Man on the opposing team. All right, but you see that you have a 2, and I have a 1. I'll fight against the other Spider-Man, just to keep it easy. Okay, whoa, careful, you're beating me up, I think, too.
Sorry.
I think. I don't know if we can hit each other, but your triangle is your punch. If you jump into the air and hold your attack, you will do a big diving hit. All try right. not to get bashed in the head by that thing. Power discs will appear in the battlefield. And you can use those. Oh, that's a health pickup. That green thing.
Yeah.
That's a health pickup. With this, as you see, it also will tell you the square button. You can, yeah, there you go. Bash him in the brains.
Yeah,
Your block is the circle button.
Oh. Okay, I see I'm jumping back.
Oof.
Jump up.
Or is it? Yeah, block. And then you can, by pushing a direction. Oh, something popped up over here. It's a power disc.
Awesome.
Oh, I've got a Darkhawk power disc. And as soon as it's ready, it says L1. See, and I unleash Darkhawk. Boom!
My buddy. In high school, man, I was collecting him.
Yeah, you're the one that got me into Darkhawk. You let me borrow a bunch of the comics. I was sitting there. I spent, like, all day reading those things.
Yeah, well, when you're a teenager and you got another teenager in a comic book who's... You know, I think that's why Spider-Man was so popular to the teens back in the day, and I'm sure they are.
Oh, careful, look out. He's going to smash the sides. But I guess, did you see that you can grab with the square button?
Yeah.
So if they are blocking, that's what you do. There you go, throw that little dude. The guy who wishes he was Spider-Man, because I'm the real Spider-Man. Oh, I threw it the wrong way. I threw Iron Fist. But yeah, as you we were talking on the phone. Oh, and if you your R1 pops up, here's like my special move.
Oh, neat.
Take a moment to learn from your... Bam! Ant-Man coming through. Watch this. Bigfoot. Bang!
Oh, cool. Giant man.
But anyways, we were talking earlier when I was talking about we should get together that we would have gone crazy when we were younger if we'd have gotten a game like this.
Oh, man.
Before we had responsibilities, you know?
Yeah, back then, man, arcades were the place to go get good games like this.
Oh, we're about to change arenas.
And they weren't, you know, we could never even dream that at home games would have been this cool. The closest thing we have is Rampage. And maybe the Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, hit your R1 when you're in close proximity to enemies.
All right.
As your special move is ready to go. What's the meaning of this? Oh, I think you countered it. Because he was doing one, you hit your R1, and you've got a power disc ready to go, too, with your L1.
L1?
Mm-hmm. You just called in Nova.
Cool. A lot of fun. Man, I would have went nuts.
All right, you took out the evil black suit Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm not hearing much difference in the personality of Spider-Man when he's black-suited. I thought he'd be kind of more of an evil... Oh, he's recharging his energy over here. I'm going to smash the machine so he can't do that. How dare you challenge the immortal weapon? We're taking the bull by the horns. Except in this case, I'm a spider. Hit him! Get him! Yeah, go Cap! I do plan on releasing video, as I said before, of us playing this, and I will put this dialogue in with it. Of course, you're going to hear it during the podcast.
Now, I hope it's supposed to be a toy, because I'm seeing these characters break into... Yes. Pieces, and that's a little scary.
Yeah. Well, the idea behind Disney Infinity is that these are toys that come to life when you put them on the platform. Oh, but now here's you are the least damaged. You took the least amount of damage. You are a grappler, and here catch. So you did a lot of grabbing and throwing.
Well, apparently. I usually play wrestling games, so this kind of goes in for it. There you go. You know?
And you can actually see your stats. I dealt the most damage. I did the most special gains. We both won a match and a knockout. Scored a knockout. We good team up there. You hit X when you're ready for the next battle.
All right.
Now we can go back to the character selection screen.
Chip Hazard would be involved in this one. Remember from the movie, what was it, Toy Soldiers or something like that?
Small Soldiers.
Yeah, Small Soldiers.
Yeah.
It had that basic idea.
Yeah.
And, of course, the great Tommy Lee Jones.
Righto.
And the neighbor played by the great, late... Phil Hartman.
Okay. Now, you see these characters that are marked as trial characters. Uh-huh. These are the ones that that are unlocked because of my Disney account. I get to play with a few of them for free, so I get to try some characters, which is a nice feature they did. Let's see, we've got Black Panther is a freebie. Yeah, so you could use him.
Cool.
I'm going to try Nick Fury, because I've never played with Nick Fury before. But, I'm going to hit my triangle, make sure I'm on your red team, until you're ready to go solo.
Solo!
We can't play this.
Solo!
Yeah. Okay, and I'll make sure the computer is also on yellow, so it's the same team.
I love Black Panther. He's too cool. I'm glad he's finally getting involved.
Yeah, and some early reviews have been saying the Black Panther was perfectly played by the actor they chose. They're also saying Tom Holland.
I want his own films.
Some people are saying Tom Holland is the best Spider-Man they've had in a movie.
Good.
So you voted for the Train Yard, and it's going to go, I think, random. Which means we could still be the Train Yard. Yeah. So a lot of early reviews coming through saying, you know, that Tom Holland's Spider-Man kind of steals the movie a little bit.
Cool.
Which is fine, you know, get everybody excited about
Civil War is like the comic. I don't think it'll be 100% like it, because, you know, I'm sure they want some surprises, but I'll be, once again, on Captain America's side. Don't get wrong, I love both. It's like Batman and Superman, but at the same time...
Train yards.
Yeah, there you go.
You got it. You can hit people with the train. I can already taste victory. The king has returned. You'll have to tell me how awesome Black Panther is, because I haven't gotten to play him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Since I don't have him, you have to tell me.
Cool.
Because he's a draw character, so you can tell me how awesome he is. I haven't picked him up yet. I definitely must.
Oh,
that's an alternate. Yeah, that's an alternate that I unlocked of Iron Man.
Iron Man 2.
So now, of course, we have two Nick Furies out here. So be careful. I'm going to go punish Iron Man. Oh, maybe you should be fighting Iron Man there, Cap.
I'm not Cap.
Oh, that's right. You're not Cap this time. Never mind. Forget I said anything. Just thinking of the last fight. Oh, I think I got you with that. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm not sure if you can damage each other when you're on the same team.
Oh.
I haven't tested that because I've never played with other people. I'm still looking at the online. I haven't tried yet, but there's like the on the PlayStation 4. Ooh, ouch. There's share play where someone else can play as if they're on your same console. Look out, he's going to unleash a train. There we go. So I don't know if that means you both have to have the game or if they can play. If they're playing as if they're on one console, they should be able to play as if, you know, like if I was to play with you, it'd be like you were on my console. But we haven't tested this out yet.
The only thing I can see for certain as far as hurting is when you threw that bomb thing a while ago or whatever it was.
Oh, power disk is up here.
Yeah, that did hurt, but I don't know if I hurt got more of that.
This must be a Nova team up. That's for messing with the good guys. I'm gonna get full of charged particles. Alright, so Nova's about to drop. I guess he dropped a thing on that other Nick Fury there.
Nick Fury, I like
Nick,
it.
Nick Fury.
It's like a McDonald's thing. You want a Nick Fury? Sure.
And a side of fries or whatever. I don't know. You want fries for that? I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that wasn't funny at all. Okay, these are the jokes, people. Hey, you downloaded it.
First and last time. No, I'm kidding.
So yes, you get to actually hear two people playing a video game. But I thought this would be kind of a unique and fun way to do a show today. Oh, I forgot I was watching Iron Man and forgot that I'm Nick Fury. I'm not used to being Nick Fury since I haven't played with him on the trial yet. He kind of reminds me that he plays like Black Widow because he's got the twin guns. Oh, man. Wow, that was very cool. But unfortunately, it was done against me. Oh, Nick Fury's special move is... Oh, and I unlocked a train and hit myself with it. Wow. Okay, so I'm a genius. Nick Fury's special move is apparently to duplicate himself and shoot a lot of things. Both me and the enemy Nick Fury did it to each other.
Someone's invisible.
Oh, that's me. I'm invisible. Okay.
So this person. Shoot at me.
There's like multiple Nick Furies here, and I can't tell. Oh, did we? Okay, was I fighting the duplicate Nick Fury? I was fighting a duplicate Nick Fury instead of the real one. Wow. That's actually kind of cool. Do you see any green capsules? Because I'm kind of hurting.
I don't. I had one earlier, but no, I could use one too, but I don't.
Apparently, I am healing because I haven't taken damage
in a while.
Some
kind of capsule.
That is kind of a cool feature, is if you're not taking any damage. Uh oh. Somebody used the Cosmic Cube.
I did.
Whoa, that must be one of the power discs. Your R1 trick is ready to go. All right, let's see what he does. That was cool. It looked like you threw your claws around. Okay, these purple sparks, by the way, is what charge up your super move. All right, we both scored a knockout. Teach you to mess with Nick Fury. Nick Fury?
Since that's right.
I knocked out Nick Fury.
Quit hitting yourself.
Exactly. So this is almost like watching having a DVD commentary, only it's a game commentary on a podcast.
That's true, and we didn't have anything to do with making this, so therefore we know nothing about how it was made. And
well, we do know that the storyboards were drawn by Adrian Robb, who's a good friend of Lost Boy Eric.
Awesome.
He is working on getting a chance to be able to sit and talk with him about his work on these games.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll have him on soon. So we're making a great new video. Okay, we're both in the reds. We'll still work as a team. Okay, now so I've wondered if I hit random, if it will let me just play as anybody. Of course, I haven't tried Falcon. I'm going to try Falcon. I don't know what he does. You got to lower your thing down, remember?
That's right.
Go to character.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot already.
Yeah, well, I want to play it the once.
All right. So there's trial characters. You can't use him. That'll cost me a token. Although I should, at some point, I'll probably use some of these tokens I've built up.
Neat. Okay, I see. So the trials have those little clocks on.
Trial has the clock on it, like you did with the Black Panther.
Yeah.
Black Widow is one of mine, so you can play with that one. But all these ones that are in black are black and outer characters I don't have. But they have these tokens you earn, but you can only earn a current 20, and then you can use a token to try a character that's not on a trial.
Black Widow reporting
right now.
For duty.
Black Widow.
All right. Okay, now I'm going to put the computer down here to random, as usual. Oh, they're not going to work together. I forgot to put them on the same team. That's okay. let's see. Let's just both vote for the lunar. Oh, well, fine. You go vote over there.
Lunar outpost.
Shield lunar outpost. This is very cool. Reminds me of the Avengers Tower.
Yeah.
I don't know that Shield actually has a lunar outpost that I've ever heard of, but maybe they do.
Well, maybe not Jeremy Shield, but
well, there, my name has been dropped for anyone who didn't know it.
I didn't. I said Shield, and your last name's not Shield.
Yeah, it's not that.
We can pick that up.
Oh boy!
Shield's lunar outpost houses secrets too dangerous for Earth.
The only ones I know that have a moon home is the Inhumans.
Don't mess with the Falcon.
The Falcon. All right, so this is my trial of the Falcon. I have not used this character before. Just got him.
I can already taste victory.
Well, he sure can't see it with only
green
one
goblin.
Eye.
Green Goblin.
Yeah, I really wish it was a more standard Green Goblin instead
too.
Of Ultimate Green Goblin.
But, you know.
Two, one. Fire.
And if I hold down the jump button, I should be able to fly a little bit here. Oh, and he knocked me right out of the air and turned me in ice. Wow. Now, as you may have noticed, strength really doesn't matter. I can pick up the Hulk right now, you know. Oh, wow. I'm going to go use this thing. And yeah, eat that. No, I didn't hit anybody with it, did I? Oh, man. Yeah, I can shoot feathers. Take that, Green Goblin. Oh, all right, you take out the Green Goblin. I'll go deal with Fury over here.
Do you want to be Skrull?
Squirrel?
Skrull.
Oh, Skrull.
They kind of have a Green Goblin like a little Skrull.
Yeah, actually he does. Now that you say so.
Power disk incoming.
Oh, look, a power disk is up here. I'm going to go grab it. This is the Infinity Cosmic Cube Blast.
Power disk, Cosmic Cube.
I keep wanting to say Infinity. Cosmic Cube, kaboom! But I keep wanting to say Infinity with the Cosmic Cube and stuff like that because of the, you know, their Infinity Stones. Plus, if anyone remembers the old Marvel Superheroes arcade
yes.
fighting game, and you would, when you do your special move, it'd be Infinity! You know?
Yeah, I love that old kind of animation.
Yes. Good old 2D fighting games.
No. Hey, you little jerk.
Bad news for you.
I was about to get that, and he took it from me.
I took out Nick Fury there. All right, careful, I'm going to set this trap off. See what we can...
Now you done it.
What's he do first? Oh, kaboom!
Team Domination.
Team Domination. That's our new wrestling team there. We are Team Domination. Yeah.
You and John Cena. The Cena Knights.
Yeah, that's an inside joke, folks.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, I'm going to let this go for a couple more matches. Then we'll stop recording and so people don't have to listen to us anymore. But, interesting topics. The Soaring Striker, because I did a... Did you see that great strike I did with from the air as Falcon? I dive-bombed and finished off Nick Fury.
Awesome.
With the wings. It was amazing. But as you see, when we're doing these fights, I'm unlocking one token each time. So,
I see.
But you can only get a maximum of 20, so I guess I should use tokens, but I haven't got around to using them.
What do you
them.
Do with those?
That's how you play with these characters that you don't have unlocked that are not on a trial right now. Because the trials last for like a week.
So you
can try out characters with your Disney Infinity account.
And that, so even if you don't buy them, it doesn't mean you're not going to get to play as
right.
them.
You can still play with them, but it's always more fun to buy them because they're fun to collect these figures. You know, after all.
And then you start running out of room, right?
we are now going to go every man for himself. I think you've learned. You've had some time to kind of get your bearings, right?
You bet.
Hello there.
And even if I get my rear end handed to me, that's okay.
That's okay. We're going to have a ball doing it. But I figure you've got kind of the hang of it. And you have played a bit of Disney Infinity with me before.
Yeah,
on the 2.0, we played some of the Avengers, and I learned the hard way that you can't restart... a thing, you know, as a separate save, because I wiped out my entire game. But I was like, okay, you got to play the Avengers thing with me. Come here, that'd be great. And I ended up wiping out my entire save because I thought if I just didn't save or something, I thought it'd be a separate thing. It wasn't.
Well, you learned.
I learned.
Learning's half the battle.
So that just meant I got to play through it twice, and I'm still trying to unlock all the stuff on the old 2.0.
Well, you know me, my wrestling game, that thing I've had to redo 100 times.
Yeah, because you have the power loss and wiped out all of the stuff you created.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're in Wakanda on a minecart. The Wakandan mines. Now, at some point, you're going to see the system come crashing outside the mine. It'll be awesome. The Mighty Thor. All right, you got the thunder. Bring it.
All right, I will try.
Oh!
This is my special.
Oh, cool. Yondu. I don't think I've ever fought against him.
3, 2, 1. Fight!
I'm not going to take you lightly over there, Thor.
You don't take
I'll try to take it easy on you, because granted, I've got more experience of this than you, but I know how powerful you can be there, Mr. Thor. So I'm not going to take you as a lightweight. And remember, if you can't escape from my punching, use your circle button, and you can dive out the way, or you can block. So make sure you protect yourself. Why can't... Oh, Yondu's up on this thing here. Take this, you blue alien dude. Played by a very fantastic actor, Michael Rooker.
I've always been a fan of his.
Yeah. Okay, if somebody grabs the power disc, knock them down to make them lose it before they use it.
Use it or lose it. Now
there we go. All right, Cosmic Cube. I'm going to use the Cosmic Cube. Oh, I'm being zapped by something. Whoa. There we go. Michael Rooker was at Planet Comic-Con last year, so and I got video of it. Michael Rooker was awesome. They were talking, of course, Walking Dead and Guardians of the Galaxy.
But the first thing I know him from, honestly, there's a lot of things.
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder was the first thing it seemed like there was a few things before that, but he was good.
Yep. Speaking of Planet Comic-Con, I am going to be hosting a panel at Planet Comic-Con this year. This will be, if you're in the Kansas City area or feel like coming to the Kansas City area, on May 21st, the Saturday of Planet Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. I have invited some guests from the Walt Disney Hometown Museum in Marceline, Missouri. People that actually met Walt Disney at the time. One of them's coming.
Oh, that's cool.
They have been guests previously on the podcast. It's Peter Whitehead and Kay Mallins, who she was a little girl when Walt was in town, and that Walt stayed at her family's home. But they will be joining me at this panel. I'm hoping to set this up as a complete multimedia event. Oh, I finished you off with my shield.
I
should
get this health thing, too. So
I earned a trophy for taking you out.
There you go, brother. You did it.
And now we're crashing through the wall. Kaboom!
I hope to get to go myself to the Comic-Con.
I'd hope for you to be able to. Maybe I'd like to have some help with me. But yes, all of you, this will be an official Neverland Podcast meetup. At this panel, it's going to be at 11 a.m. until 12 p.m. I forgot which room it is, but I will post this. It'll be in your show notes for the next few weeks until the event actually happens. I will be talking about it every week. I'm very excited to be able to host this panel. This is a first for me. So, of course, I plan on covering the... Oh, Darkhawk, come back again. Yeah, take down that noob. I'm going to win this fight because I'm awesome. And I'm Captain America, the first Avenger. Alrighty, but yes, make plans to come down to Planet Comic-Con for this panel. I'm really excited about this. I'm also kind of nervous.
Who's going to be there? Who's the one that I'm excited about more than any other?
He's not at my panel.
Oh, not your panel.
But there
still
are reasons, other reasons to come down to Planet Comic-Con. Just go to planetcomiccon.com and take a look at the guest list. That's also where you can buy your tickets. Mm-hmm. But come down and see me and make sure you see the panel and say hello. Okay, now that we've just finished that match, I think we've got enough for y'all to be able to listen to. Let's move on to what's next. Okay, when you hear this, you're going to say, why wasn't this a part of the trailer park? Mainly it's because this seemed more like a reminder that to say that we are one month away from Captain America's Civil War. It's coming. So it was sort of a new trailer, but not really. It was kind of building up and taking us through the history of Captain America and Iron Man. And so I wasn't really going to review this. I just wanted to share the audio with you. And so that'll be the last thing we do before we go. So enjoy this audio. Come back next week. Please, please come out and see me at the first Neverland Podcast live panel. It's going to be great. You're going to learn some fun things. You're going to get to see some people who actually have met Walt Disney face to face, which is always cool. It's going to be a good time. I'm still working on all the details and all the things we're going to do. It's going to be a great time, though. I really, really want this to be a big success, and I really want to be able to meet a lot of you. So please, please come. And also, please share with me how you played Star Wars when you were younger and how maybe you still play it. Maybe you're playing Star Wars with your kids in some fun ways. Are you a Tauntaun with your child being Luke riding on your shoulders? You know, share stories like that. I think that would be great. But until next time, Spider-Pan out.
There are men laying down their lives.
I got no right to do any less than that.
I just finally know what I have to do.
I don't trust a guy without a dark side.
Well, let's just say you haven't seen it yet. After everything that's happened, nothing compared to what's coming.
I just want to make sure we consider all our options.
You know what's about to happen.
You chose the wrong side. Sorry, Tommy, but he's my friend. So was I.
Get tickets now.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody! This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yay!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.